some good adjectives.
Yes.
Good adjectives. So if you wake up and you didn't feel that this is Happy Thursday, say this is
my happy Thursday.
Gotta use some good adjectives.
Yes, just like a little child's face lights up when you start singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
So sing on to yourself today. It is a Happy Thursday. And let your face light up.
Yeah, because I'm going to make my day count today. And the only reason I can make my day count is by me living a Happy Thursday.
Yes.
Experience a Happy Thursday. You know, in the book of Genesis, when God asked Adam to name the animal, whatsoever Adam called them, it was so.
Yes.
Whatsoever name he gives it, it was so. So you got to be careful what name you're giving to the day.
Yes.
Because if you say this is going to be a bad day, you just name your day bad.
Mm-hmm.
So just reverse it and say, today is going to be a happy Thursday. Then my day is going to be good. That's why we've been teaching on this radio program. And the Lord has inspired us to come on this radio program. Because, beloved, there are great teachers already in this radio program. We didn't come on to compete, nor none of that. That's not our agenda.
Right.
The Lord put us here to bring one message, to make your day
count.
That's our goal here.
Yes.
Our philosophy is to encourage, stir up each one of us.
Yes.
That's why our program is the way it is. We have a mandate from God to stir up the body of Christ, the believers, to make their day
count.
Why? Life is short.
Death is sure. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
So make your day
count.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to get out of that.
We're jumping right back in. We are in the robe of many colors this week, and we're under the subheading Renewing the Mind. So we're on page 72, and we're continuing on. We're going to open with Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So we were heavy in that point on yesterday. So if you missed any of the broadcasts, you could go to the WMIE website, scroll all the way down to the bottom, click on demand, choose the calendar date of a day that you would like to hear or hear again. Click the download button right next to Make Your Day Count, and you'll have that available to listen to again and again. So we're going to jump into the next paragraph, which is about our authorization to possess the mind of Christ has been given to all born-again believers. So as a born-again believer, you are authorized, beloved, to possess the mind of Christ. Paul asserts in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The word let is a directive for us to allow the mind of Christ Jesus to subdue the natural and carnal mind so the spiritual mind can reign. So we have to know that we have access, we have authority to possess the mind of Christ, but we must let it. You have to allow it. You can't just know about it. You have to allow it for you. Because sometimes we think it's a good idea for somebody else. And we're telling everybody else about it. We're giving good counsel about it.
Yeah.
But it's for you. Let also the mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you on this morning. And this is done through obedience to the strategic plan of God for mind transformation.
Yeah.
So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 through 6 tells us, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So how do we punish disobedience? By obedience.
Yes.
We punish disobedience with obedience. We don't punish disobedience with disobedience. We punish disobedience with our obedience. Now we come back and we give the camp of the enemy hell by operating in obedience.
Listen, that the mind is so powerful. The mind is powerful because the mind controls our life, our action, everything we do is flowing through the mind.
It's master control.
It's a master control. So we can be spooky Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no room for spooky Christian. I don't know where I get that from. But we can be all there, woo, mm-hmm. spooky Christian. Or it's only sprinkling. It doesn't work, my friend. Mm. The mind, God come to transform our mind.
Yes.
This is a transformation mm-hmm. of our mind that will produce a godly life.
Yes.
A life of obedience when that mind is transformed. Whatsoever we feed our mind with grows.
Grows, yeah. That's it.
So we don't have to become spooky. In our faith.
You need to be practical.
Now, come on.
Practicing it.
That's
practical.
It.
Practically practicing it.
That's right.
Doing it.
Do it. Get a mind transformed.
Yes.
It's not a magic pill. It's not a holy touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a doing the work of mm-hmm. God.
Yeah, it's a removing and then planting. So we got to do what it said right there in 2 Corinthians 10:5-6. We have to cast down the argument
and
every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So every idea that comes to you that's outside of obedience unto Christ, you have to be ready to remove it. Cast it far from you.
And so I can't always going to God to remove it when he's saying, mm-hmm. I have the power and the ability to cast it down.
Yes.
Using the word of God. He has given me the tool and he has given me the power. So I have to feed my mm-hmm. life with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And like we say at celebration, the word of God is true and it is
true unto me.
Not unto somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It is true and it is true unto me. Because I am practicing mm-hmm. it. I am living out my life through the word. That's all we got to do.
Mm.
Live out our life through the word of God.
Yes.
And it will transform our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It will transform our mind. It will transform our behavior.
Yeah.
And my thinking changed because the Bible says, beloved, on this blessed, happy Thursday. Whatsoever things is good.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not what is bad now.
Yeah.
He says, whatsoever things are good,
mm-hmm.
are lovely, are pure, and what I'm talking, all in the word of God.
Yeah.
Everything in the word of God is what? Good.
Good.
Everything in the word of God is pure. Everything in the word of God is lovely.
Mm.
If there's any what? Virtue?
Yeah.
If you find virtue in it, if it's praiseworthy, then what we should do?
Meditate on these things. Yes, that's in Philippians 4:6-9.
Yeah, that will now override every negative thought.
Yes.
So we cast down all negative thoughts with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We cast down all negative imagination.
Yes.
With what? The word of God. How do we do that? The word of God.
Yes. So when the thought comes, you have to counter it with the word of God. That's how you cast it down.
Yes. With the word of God.
It continues on in the book. The enemy works to deposit contraceptives into the powerful womb of the mind.
Yes.
So godly seeds do not conceive.
Yeah, it can't grow.
Cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God means to evict negative and destructive imaginations that arise to cause confusion, insecurity, anxiety, clouded thinking, and every other terror. Every thought must be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ by purposefully directing meditations of the mind and confessions of the mouth, which become the condition of the heart. Only refusing to think about something leaves vast open space in the mind for even worse thoughts to swarm.
Full it up. Yeah.
Seeds of the word must be sown in the mind. As the word of God firmly roots, it establishes dominion. The mind transforms into an arsenal,
yes,
ready to punish all disobedience when obedience has been fulfilled. The Holy Spirit is our teacher and brings the Word of God into remembrance to slay every contrary thought trying to invade the mind. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly introduced the Holy Spirit and all his benefits. For instance, Jesus taught in John 14:26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Yes. So let it be this morning that we getting the word in. Get the word in through your ears. Get it in through your eyes. Get the word of God in you, and the Holy Spirit then has access to it to bring it into remembrance as you need it, as you go throughout your day. God is faithful.
Jesus overcome the enemy by casting down every negative, twisted suggestion that the enemy brought to Jesus in the temptation.
Yeah.
The example of the temptation, Jesus uses the word. Every suggestion that the devil brought to him, Jesus counteracted. It is written.
It is written.
Come on, beloved. That's how you overcome. Mm-hmm. He says, it is written. It is written. We have to know the word of God.
Yes.
We have to know that it is written. I cannot do that and sin against God because it is written. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The reason why I don't do it is because it is written.
Written. Yep, and that's all in Luke chapter 4.
That's right. So we got to get out of this feeling, touchy-feeling Christianity mm-hmm. into a more practical base, knowing that the word works.
Yes.
Knowing. I have this guarantee in my faith that the word
works.
And I operate my life only by the word. Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
That's it.
It is written, so I won't do it.
Mm-hmm. That's how we make our day count, and we live a life of no regrets.
Right. So what does the Bible say? Mm-hmm. We got to come back to this, beloved, make your day count family. We got to ask ourselves the question when we face with the situation, ask yourself the question, what does the word say? In other words, what does God say?
Yes, and we want to hear about when you did those things, when you used and applied the word of God onto your life and the benefits that it brought to you.
Yeah.
So write to us so we can read your testimony and share it with the listening audience for Feedback Fridays, which are going to start on November 22nd. So you can mail a letter to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923, or email ctciconnect@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. ctciconnect@gmail.com. Make your day count.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
This is Morning Breath. No, how'd I do on my imitation of Lane? Hey, everybody, welcome to Morning Breath. We are a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. And it probably didn't sound very good. It sounded good in my head. I want you to know that when I impersonated Lane, the guy who did the announcement, sounded good in my head, but probably didn't out there on the radio. But what we do on our program here is we study the Bible. And the way that we do it is I read a chapter at home, and spend some time just with the Lord, studying, looking at it, praying, just asking Jesus to speak to me about my personal life.